Welcome back. It is time for my favorite hour of the week. It is time for My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. I'm your host, Todd Wilcox, and the show is brought to you by Tractor Supply. Today, we're going to be talking with a man from England. We're going across the pond and talking with somebody overseas. We haven't done that before. I'm very excited about that. Something new. Technology is getting better. And I was actually able to do something. So I'm really shocked and really happy that we're going across the ocean today to talk to somebody. Clayton has a book called The Ego's Code. And he's going to talk about meditation and how to work through negativity and how to do great things with your life. I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be fantastic. So thank you so much for joining us each week on My Side of the Universe. Remember that the show is brought to us by Tractor Supply. Be sure to go by and see the things they have at Tractor Supply. You know how much I love the 4health brand dog food. I don't eat it, and I do, you know, I love it for my dog, but my dog loves it. He eats it all the time. It's favorite stuff. It's great for him, and it's really, really doing just an unbelievable job with my dog. And just a little teaser, there's going to be some new stuff coming from 4health really soon, even higher levels of quality. So be looking for that. 4health, the number 5 brand of pet food in America, and it's only sold at Tractor Supply. Don't forget to get your things for the fall at Tractor Supply, jackets. There's still lawnmowers, things like that there. So plenty of stuff at Tractor Supply. Don't forget to go down there and check it out. Great time to take things. And be sure to take your dog or your cat or your kangaroo, ferrets, whatever. Take your pets in there with you. There's been pigs, goats, a fox, hundreds of dogs, all kinds of stuff goes to Tractor Supply as a pet. So don't hesitate to take your pet in there. If you have a pet chicken, take the pet chicken in. They love pets at Tractor Supply. So in just a moment, we will be back with Clayton Anger talking about the Ego's Code on My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7.50 AM. Welcome back to My Side of the Universe. This is your host, Todd Wilcox. And today, we have the opportunity to talk with Clayton Anger. He has written a book called The Ego's Code. And you're going to notice that, you know, while we have various accents here in Utah and around the U.S., you're going to notice a little bit different one with Clayton. And I'm really excited to spend an hour talking with somebody that sounds much different than who I would normally run into during the day. So hopefully that was an okay introduction, Clayton. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd. It is amazing to be here all the way from across the pond in the U.K. So it's a pleasure.
Yes.
To be here. So thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. And this is the first time we've actually talked to somebody overseas for the show. So this is great. Really enjoying it. And I can't wait to get started. You've written a book called The Ego's Code. And maybe why don't you tell us a little bit about the book and where it, how it all came about. And then I'll start bugging you about some of the things I noticed about it. How's that sound?
Of course, of course. Yeah, it sounds fantastic. So the book's called The Ego's Code. It's all about understanding the truth behind your negativity. Where my journey began with all of this is if I go back 20 years, I've been depressed twice in my life and under the doctor and I've experienced extreme bouts of negativity and, you know, I've sabotaged nearly every single area of my life. So, for example, I would build a thriving business and pull it down because I had a fear of success, or I would get extremely fit and healthy, and then I would start to stuff my face with chocolate because I was soothing an unknown pain. I would pull down relationships. I would spend money rather than actually paying bills and things like that. And it was just chaotic, you know, at various different points in my life. And it was like I was trying to create a drama or create a problem so that I could ultimately rescue myself. And then I then spent some time thinking, you know, this has got to be happening for a reason. And there's got to be a reason that I'm actually doing this to myself. So, and it was about a year after I met my beautiful wife, Lindsay. And Lindsay was in the US, and I woke up one morning and had a call. It was literally a calling to go to Stonehenge, because we live about an hour from Stonehenge here in the UK. And so it was throwing it down with rain, and I got in the car and I drove to Stonehenge. And it was not like today, where if you go to Stonehenge today, they've literally got barriers all around it, unless you go for a VIP visit in the morning. So you could actually go and be with the stones. And I literally sat in meditation in the pouring rain with an umbrella over my head. And the words came through in meditation were the ego teacher. And I thought, okay, this is really interesting. And then what, you know, very quickly came after that was we experienced negativity for a reason. We have an ego for a reason. And society and the world don't understand the true purpose of negativity and the true purpose of the ego, because we make the ego bad, we make negativity bad. And whenever we have something show up in our life, we stuff it down, or we've been conditioned to sweep it under the carpet, or ultimately to ignore it. And then guess what happens, as it did in my life many times, it comes back with a vengeance and teeth. And so, and all of this came at a pinnacle point in my life, because I had just gone through a divorce. I was nearly 252 pounds. Found myself in hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of debt. I collapsed a business, and I left a career with Deloitte as an accountant and tax consultant. I had was denying my spiritual gifts. And now if I think about my life and the journey that I've been on, it's been an incredible journey. I'm married to my honey baby, lovely, gorgeous, sexy girl. She won't like me saying that on air. My twin flame, my soulmate. We run a very successful consultancy business. I'm fit and I'm healthy. I embrace my spirituality every single day. You know, I get up in the morning, I meditate, I work out. I have the most incredible daughter, Isabel, who's 14 this year. So my journey from where I've been, where I've come from, to where I am now is ultimately night and day. But would I change anything? I would not change anything, except I would have paid attention to my negativity. I would have paid attention to the stories I would have told myself. I would have paid attention to the self-talk that was going on in my head. I would have paid attention to the anger, the sadness, the fear, the hurt, the guilt, the anxiety, or the worry that was coming up. Because what I realized in hindsight was that it was very, very important messages from me to me that something wasn't quite right, or how I thought it should be. And in essence, the ego's code was born from that, because the meaning of the ego's code is this: whenever we experience a challenge, a hardship, a pain, any form of negativity in our life, it is something for us to pay attention to, because it's part of a pattern. And that pattern, once we start to understand it, is our ego's code. And it's a pattern that's there for us to decipher, so that we can actually live with more joy in our life and actually use our negativity as a force for good in our life, rather than something that keeps us stuck in the past or trapped or feeling like we're treading water and not moving forward. So that's a bit of a whirlwind tour of my journey to date.
Very good. So as people are, as you were talking, I'm thinking about the different negativity that in my self-talk and that I hear from other people. You hear patterns, like you said. And so the negativity, if you're going to use it right, instead of letting it eat you up and destroy you and make you overeat, break relationships, ruin businesses, use that energy to get the things that you would really like to have.
Absolutely. Now, if I said to you, we're going to go a little bit funky, foo-foo, wah-wah for a second, as my friends say in Denmark. If I said to you that you think about the energy it takes to put a rocket into space, and if I said to our listeners that we have the same energy trapped in our lower three energy centers, that is there, which we can use as a force for good in our life. And so on, but all we have to do is to pay attention and to start to raise our awareness to what's going on. So what do I mean by that? So let me quickly share with you how I met my beautiful wife, Lindsay. So I was driving down the motorway or the highway in the UK. And as I was driving down, I was angry. I was frustrated. And I was literally having a rant and a rave at the universe. And I was really moving the energy out of me. I was expressing what was going on. And I said, I demand my twin flame soulmate. I deserve my twin flame soulmate. I am so fed up with all the relationships and the challenges that I've had in the past. And then it was really interesting because my phone rang. And my phone rang, and it was a guy called Joe Williams. And Joe runs speaker boot camps in Colorado. And I picked up my phone and I said, hey. And Joe said, hey, how are you doing? Do you want to come to a speaker boot camp? And my first response was, how did you get this number? And he said, what do you mean? And he said, I called the number on your business card. And I said, no, I said, the number that you have on my business card, which I gave him 5 years previously, has been cancelled. And it has not been used for 5 years. This is a new number. And he said, well, I dialed the number on your business card. And I said, well, there's no diverts in place. The number had been cancelled. So the universe, the quantum universe, had conspired in that moment for Joe to ring me on a number that no longer existed, to connect with me on my existing number. And I just said, yes, okay, I'll be there. But at the time, I had no job, no money. I didn't even have a home to live in. My daughter at the time was about 12, I think she was 12 months, maybe 15 months. And within 10 days, using this energy, I had created a job. I created the $5,000 for the event. I created another $2,000 for accommodation to be able, you know, and then to be able to get on the flight, to be able to get there. And so I went. Now, the interesting thing about this is the 17th of December was the day in which I was having a rant at the universe. And I was moving energy and I was expressing and I knew what I was doing. And then what happened was, is I walked into the speaker's boot camp and on stage was my beautiful wife, Lindsay. And I knew in that moment that she was my girl. But the interesting thing is the 17th of December is Lindsay's birthday. And so I had created her on her birthday and the quantum universe had conspired to work with me to bring her into my life. And we can all do this, but the challenge is we get so caught up, you know, in what's going on around us that we actually miss what's going on inside of us. And we get so much feedback coming from within us and around us that we can actually use in our life to serve us as, ultimately as a force for good.
Yeah, every day I find myself getting so deep into the things around me instead of just what you said, what's inside of us, and don't miss it. So I know this is a big question, but how do we do that? How do we get away from the things that are going on around us that almost seem like they're doing things on purpose to keep us from the stuff inside of us? How do we get around that and really focus on the right thing?
Well, okay. So the first thing that you need to do is to raise awareness. Now, the reason I say raise awareness is this, is what people don't realize, or maybe they do realize, depending on, you know, on their journey through life, is that every single time you experience negativity, and it's every single time, you are literally reliving the past in the here and the now, and which means that you're actually not present in your life because you've ultimately gone unconscious. Now, what often comes with negativity from a neurological perspective is that we wire and fire certain neural pathways in the brain associated with our life's journey in the past. So what happens is that we go into very high beta. When we experience stress or anxiety or extreme bouts of negativity, we go into high beta brainwaves. And when you go into high beta brainwaves, you actually can't think clearly. And it's also very difficult to create from that space as well. And so it's really important to start to raise your awareness. When you start to raise your awareness and to own your own, to own the negativity and the situations and the challenges that's going on, what that awareness does, it brings you from the past back into the present. So the first thing is raising awareness, because awareness creates presence. Then, so that's phase one. And what I often say to people is spend some time in your life observing what is going on and observing the impact that your environment has upon you. Observe the impact that you are having on you. So, for example, some of the work that I'm looking at the moment is around chemistry. And what I mean by chemistry is how the food that I put in my body impacts upon my internal chemistry, which ultimately impacts upon my negativity. So I realized very recently that if I have a certain brand of chocolate here in the UK, what that does, it does something to my chemistry, which causes me to experience anxiety and anger. And I found myself being short with people, which is just not like me at all. And the only thing that had changed in my life, over the 2 or 3 days before, was I'd had this particular chocolate. Because I observe, I'm always observing, I'm always in awareness to what's going on. And so awareness is very, very important. So because awareness creates presence. Then step two, or phase two, is that when you have that awareness, which creates presence, which brings you back into the here and the now, the important thing then is to acknowledge what is going on and to acknowledge your own feelings and your own emotions and your own thoughts. Because what that does is when you acknowledge it, it actually changes the neurology in the body. It actually starts to change the brain waves. It takes you from high beta to medium beta, down into a lower beta brainwave. And then you can then start to, then the brainwaves change then into alpha. And as they change in alpha and beta, you then become a bit more lucid and a bit more clear and a bit more grounded. And then actually what happens is we are then able to express gratitude. So when we can express gratitude and acknowledge and feel grateful for this anger, this sadness, this fear, this hurt, this guilt, this lesson that's coming to us in that moment, we can, it then anchors us into the here and the now. And then what can happen is then we then act, which is a third phase. We act for our highest good. And what I mean by that is this, and is to express what's going on or to share your feelings and not hold it inside, because it will just bubble up. It's just to act in accordance for your greatness, for your highest good, to honor yourself in that moment. And then what actually happens is you start to rewire the brain. You unwire the old behaviors and the past. You actually create new neural pathways in the brain, which actually then embeds new behavior in your life. And the more you do it, you repeat it. And the more you make great decisions for yourself, you consolidate these neural pathways, which actually then leads to a better life. And so the three phases are awareness, which creates presence, which brings you into the now. Then acknowledge it. And when you acknowledge it, you then express gratitude for it. And then you act for your highest good. It's always for your highest good. And if someone doesn't like what you say, what you do, that's their stuff. And you allow them to have their journey. And one final thing on that is that when you make a decision for your highest good, you're automatically making a decision for other people's highest good, because you're taking care of you and they are part of the journey. So you can invite them on the journey, but if they don't want to come, then that's fine. They're just not ready. And sometimes in society, we just need to make that okay.
Yes, absolutely. Clayton, we need to take a quick break. But we will be right back with more Clayton Anger on My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We are back on My Side of the Universe with Clayton Anger talking about his book, The Ego's Code. And Clayton, as you were talking, I was trying to think of who you reminded me of, who you sounded like, and I don't know if it's an exact match, but I am picturing Doctor Who, David Tennant, talking to me as you're going. So I hope that that's okay.
It's Mr. Tennant. That is a big compliment. My daughter will absolutely love that. Who is a huge Doctor Who fan? That's fantastic.
Oh well, very good. Your daughter might enjoy where I'm talking to you from. The studio that I work out of has a police call box door to get into, and then I have the round circles. I believe Tennant even was the one that called them the circle thingies from the original TARDIS. And then there's a Dalek that I have something supported with. So, yeah, I'm a little bit of a Doctor Who nerd myself. So, make sure she knows she's one of the cool kids.
I will tell her as soon as we finish. She would love that.
Very good. So when we left, before I started rambling about Doctor Who, you were telling us about the three steps to what you're doing: awareness, acknowledgement, and then acting on it.
Yes.
And so where do we go from there?
Well, where we go from there is this, is from a spiritual perspective, negativity is not negative. It's just energy. And if we come from the stance that negativity is just energy, then all energy can be changed and transmuted into something that will either serve you and help you to rise up or keep you stuck in the past. And, you know, you may have heard, you know, many, many times, or listeners may have heard that there's, I think it was the National Science Foundation did it in about 2005, did a paper that said, or an article that said, we experience between 50,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day. And people have probably heard this many times, but maybe not in this particular way. And okay, so we experience, say, 60,000 thoughts a day. The majority of them are repetitive. And out of the majority of them are repetitive, you know, a majority of those that are repetitive are negative. Now, so people will then say, well, okay, so if I change my thoughts, I will, I'll have a better outcome. And actually, no, that's positive thinking doesn't actually work. And I'll explain the reason why. And in a second. And then the people often then say to me, okay, well, even if I know better, why don't I actually do better? And the reason for that is this, is because we are here to learn. And I'll explain what I mean by that as soon as I've explained about positive thinking. So there is a quantum universe. And in that quantum universe, we are all connected. So we are all energy. And effectively our physical bodies, you know, it's like a soul shrine which carries around our shrine, and the light from the quantum universe effectively reflects down upon us, and we have this physical shell. Now, because we're all energy, what we send out or what we think and we put out into the quantum field is actually what we attract back. So what do I mean by that is this. So people say to me, well, I want to have more money, or I want to create my twin flame soulmate, and or I want to create my great job, or I want to create a miracle, or whatever those things are. And so your thoughts and your feelings need to be aligned. And what do I mean by this is as follows. If I have a thought which I send out into the quantum field, or as I call it, the divine spiritual system, and that thought is, I want more money, I want more money, I want more money. The fact that I want more money, there is an underlying feeling of lack that is there. And so as I send out that thought of, I want more money, I want more money, I want more money, the lack is actually what is going out into the quantum field or into the divine spiritual system. And so that's exactly what I attract back to me. So it's really important as we go through life and we go on this journey to make sure that we're really clear on that our thoughts and our feelings are matched and are congruent. So one of the ways in which we can do this is to actually look at our value system. And I talk a lot about this in my book. Now, my definition of values links into integrity. So if somebody has a sheet of paper, and on that sheet of paper, they write down in column one, these are the things that are important to me. So let's just say health is important to me. Column two then is, okay, so if health is important to me, what are my behaviors that I should be demonstrating every day to honor health? And so that may be eat healthy, do exercise, get plenty of rest, meditate, drink lots of water, whatever those things are. Column three then is what are my current behaviors? So if my current behaviors, I stay up late, I watch, you know, I watch too much television, maybe I smoke, maybe I drink too much alcohol, you know, maybe I don't do any exercise, whatever. And then column four is the gap between what my behaviors should be and what my behaviors actually are. Now, what I say to people at my events is that the easiest way to do this day to day in life is if you put your hands out in front of you, palms facing up, and in your left hand is the value of health. And then my right hand are all the behaviors that I'm going to demonstrate day to day to honor my value of health. So if I am eating healthy, if I am working out, if I am getting plenty of sleep or meditating, then I can actually put my hands together and give myself a round of applause. But if I'm looking at my left hand and my value of health, and then in my right hand, my behaviors are I stay up late, I don't eat the right food, I don't do any exercise, I don't meditate, maybe I smoke too much or drink too much coffee or whatever that is, then my hands don't come together and clap. They actually go past each other and there's a miss. And so when our behaviors are aligned to what is important to us, we have integrity and congruency and authenticity. And so then it's easier then to create in our life what we want to create. And so if you look at column four in that bit of paper, which is the gap of the differences between what my behaviors should be, what my behaviors actually are, then what then happens is this, is then I can start to make changes. I can start to tweak and change my behaviors. Don't try and make all the changes all at once, because the human element of you, it takes us a while to create a new habit and we want to maintain that. And then as I change my behaviors, I am changing my neurochemistry in my body, which means I'm changing my neurology, which actually means I'm changing my energy. And as I'm changing my energy, I'm then sending a different signal out into the quantum field, into the divine spiritual system. And I will get feedback immediately. And when I say immediately, I would say within 24 hours, if not immediately. So I'll give you an example from my own life. So we do a lot of consulting with big business. And I noticed I had a pain show up in my lower left-hand part of my back. And when I have that pain show up on my back 2 or 3 weeks in advance, it's often a sign for me that there is something I need to pay attention to, either around money or around contracts with our corporate clients. So I had this pain show up in my back, and I noticed I was feeling a little bit funky around money. I had a bit, this is anxiety that's coming up. And so what I did is I went upstairs and I did a 20-minute meditation. And my favorite meditations are either my own, like the Ego's Code meditation, or meditations by Dr. Joe Dispenza, which are phenomenal, or meditations by Tom Kenyon, because they're very shamanic, and I love shamanic energy, and I do a lot of shamanic healing myself. So in this case, I did a meditation by Tom Kenyon, and it changed my energy. And literally, as soon as I came out of that meditation, I had two things happen. I had a phone call from a client confirming a contract, and then I had an email from another client saying all paperwork has now been signed internally. And that's why I was getting that immediate feedback in my own life and in my own world by having the awareness that there was something not quite right within me. And I was having feedback from the outside of me saying that actually things were slowing down. So we're going to notice what's going on inside, so which is the awareness. And we also have the awareness of what's going on outside of us as well. And so look at both sides.
So you found that you needed, the energy, and I'm maybe making this wrong, but the energy that we're all a part of was not funneling through you correctly. And so that contract and those things may not have happened had you not gotten yourself right to get things aligned correctly again.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I was sending out into the quantum field or in the divine spiritual system, there were some thought processes there that were actually saying, you know, why isn't this happening? You know, what has this slowed down? Has this been cancelled? And I noticed that there was underlying thoughts and thoughts around fear and anxiety. And I thought, no, this is not who I am. This doesn't feel right. There's something, there's a message from me to me. This is the negativity. I need to pay attention to it. And as I started to pay attention to it, I then acknowledged it, said, right, okay, I need to go and do something about it because it's just energy. I went and meditated. I expressed gratitude, which is part of the meditation that I do. And then as I started, then I then said, right, okay, which was the acting for me by going, meditating, taking care of myself. And then I got feedback immediately from my environment to say that actually the change in my energy was changing my life. So as I change and my energy changes, so my life will change. And we get feedback all the time. And the challenges in life is that we get so caught up in life that we lose sight of who we are, and we lose sight of what is actually going on in our life. And you know, the great thing is I have an amazing, amazing wife, Lindsay, who takes incredibly good care of me. And because I move at a million miles an hour, and I do my best every day to take care of myself, because sometimes I will get very tired. And when I get tired, I talk about in my book about going into the ego's playground. And when we go into the ego's playground, I do experience, you know, I can very quickly get out of stress, but I've noticed that, you know, my stress levels will go up, or I become a little bit short and that kind of thing. And so again, it's about making sure you have people around you that can acknowledge that and say, look, you know what, are you missing this? Are you seeing this? And so we make sure we have regular breaks, regular vacations to take care of ourselves, as well, you know, and I like to go incognito. Nobody can knows where we are. Nobody can find out what's going on, because I need to take a step out. I need to go into like a mini retreat for myself with my family to take care of myself, but also for the family unit, so that we take care of ourselves as a family and as a mini community.
Very good. Clayton, we are up against it again for another quick break, but we will be back with more Clayton Anger talking about his book, The Ego's Edge, in just a moment on My Side of the Universe on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Welcome back to My Side of the Universe. I'm your host, Todd Wilcox, and I made a mistake at the end of that last segment. I said that Clayton's book was The Ego's Edge. It's The Ego's Code. I'm not sure what the universe was trying to tell me. I think I need to watch out for sharp edges or something, but it's The Ego's Code. And Clayton, how's the best way for people to get your book?
Okay, so people can get my book in from three places now. So it's in paperback. They can get it on Amazon.com. If we got UK listeners, then you can get it at Amazon.co.uk. It's also now available in audiobook, so people can get it from Audible on .com and also UK. And it's also available on Kindle as well. And I would also recommend, you know, as people are working through my book, there are 16 exercises within the book. And they're very simple exercises, but they are potent exercises to get you to look at you, to raise awareness, to see you, to hear you, and to really pay attention to you and what's ultimately going on in your life. And I was just thinking in the break, Todd, that as people embark on this journey, there's two things that I would invite them to do. The first one is to write down on a bit of paper the word truth, T-R-U-T-H. Very, very simply, truth. And what I say to people is that if there is something that's not working for you in your life, just look at that word truth. Because right smack bang in the middle of the word truth is the word rut, R-U-T. And whenever we have a rut or a problem or a challenge in our life, it is always because we are not living our truth and honoring our truth in that situation. Which then stems back to our value systems, stems back to our thoughts and our feelings. We get triggered back to the past. So if something's not working, just come back to that question and ask yourself, so come back to that word truth, and then ask yourself the question, what is my truth in this situation? And that will really, really help listeners. The second thing as well is also be kind to yourself. As you go on this journey, it becomes so easy to get frustrated. Becomes so easy to get angry, becomes so easy. Well, why is this not happening? Why, you know, and if we start to get agitated and angry, we've been triggered back to the past. We're not present. We're not in the here and the now. And people often fear the unknown. And, you know, the unknown is, it is an exciting place to be, because if we try to control our creations and where they actually come from, what we actually are trying to do is save the universe that you know best. You're trying to save the quantum field that you know best. And actually, you know, no, we don't. All we have to do is align to it. There's a great quote by Rumi, which says that what you are seeking is also seeking you. So all we have to do is align to it and receive. And if you know that what is actually yours is already is going to come to you, then, you know, feel the relief now associated with that. So, yeah, I would really love for people to get my book, and, you know, and they can reach out to me on my website at claytonjohnangel.com. They contact me through Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And I'm running an event we've got a number of events coming up. I'm doing a 1-day event at the New York Open Center on the 5th of November this year. And I'm also running a 2-day 48-hour. It's a 48-hour negativity detox and rejuvenation in Greater Toronto. That's the 1st to the 3rd of December. And so I'm really, really excited about spending more and more time in the U.S. and the surrounding countries of that. So it's a fantastic place right now.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. So a 48-hour detox, people are active and involved that whole 48 hours?
Yep, so it is literally 48 hours. So people arrive on the Friday night at 6 o'clock, and we will often go quite late. So, you know, we go into timelessness. And because, you know, there's certain things that we do on the Friday night to align all the energies, to get energy moving. The event is structured in a way to get that negative energy moving, get the agitation moving, teaching you how to get control of it and how to manage it. And then we start the following morning fairly early. And what all people have to do the following morning is sleep. So they come in for 2 hours and just sleep on the floor. And I do a 2-hour shamanic healing session. And after the 2-hour shamanic healing session, we then have breakfast. And then what we do is we go into some normal traditional 3D learning, where I go into a lot of the ego's code and a lot of depth. We talk about quantum mysticism and creation. Then the afternoon, we do a very powerful meditation where we go to the Akashic Records. And then after that, we spend some time looking at psychology and really understanding the stories that we tell ourselves. And we then finish off the Saturday night with Ego's Code meditation, which is my signature meditation, which is a very powerful process, which helps people to release their negativity, to receive a soul retrieval that goes aligned with that, with the learning from the negativity. Very, very powerful meditation. And if people want that, they can also get that on iTunes, on Amazon as well. And then we start early again on the Sunday morning. We have a very powerful meditation on the Sunday morning. And then we have some more learning, and then we go out into nature, and we spend a couple of hours out in nature and just having this amazing time. And then we finish off with a very, very powerful closing ceremony. And it's just a joy to run that event. And I was working with a client recently, and we were talking about fulfillment. And she said, you know, do you know what it feels, what, you know, what does fulfillment mean to you or feel like? And I said, I now know what it means, and I now know what it feels like. I said, because when I run my events on the Sunday night, after we finish, every single cell in my body is vibrating. You know, I can literally feel myself lit up like a Christmas tree. There is so much joy that is flowing through me, and I see the joy in the eyes of the participants. That, for me, is true fulfillment. That's how I know when I'm experiencing it. So if people wanted to come along, it would be amazing to have people come along. As I said, it's going to be in Greater Toronto. The 1st to the 3rd of December is the full detox. If you want to come along for a day, I'm going to be in the Open Center in New York on the 5th of November. And again, that will be something similar. We will be mini detox, some signature meditations that will go through there, some real basic learning, some core learning, which will help people in their life.
So if there are people, you know, obviously it'd be great to go to those events. If they're listeners, I'm sure there's listeners right now that would love to be involved in that and can't quite swing it yet. They haven't figured out how to manipulate the energy right, like you did when you went to that boot camp. Does your book cover some of this stuff so they can get at least a glimpse?
Oh, absolutely. Completely. Yeah. My book, you know, people who've read my book, and you know, my books won a number of awards in the US, including the International Best Book Awards for spirituality and psychology. And it's, everything is in there, you know, everything is in there. And, you know, it takes you on a journey from cover to cover. And literally, it, first of all, it's all about raising your awareness, about really understanding what's going on. That's part one. Part two is then really starting to understand how we go about deciphering your code and aligning to your truth. And then part three is about living your truth and creating that new you. So as I said, there's 16 exercises in the book, which are all structured. We do similar exercises on the events plus some other ones. But my book is literally will set people up and really give them a really strong foundation. And if they want to do deeper work, then it would be fantastic for them to come on an event. Or if they want to work with me personally, they can contact me through their website. I have a number of people who are coaching clients and mentoring clients with me. I do have some online courses which are coming in 2018. So people who can't make the physical event can actually do a similar event online. So I'm working these things out at the moment. And also get the Ego's Code Meditation. The Ego's Code Meditation also will help people to release the negativity, get the learning that they need from that. So there are plenty of ways in which people can take care of themselves. Follow me on Twitter. You know, I send out tips every single day. And, you know, every Friday night, I send out Friday Night Firework as well. There's a newsletter that's full of hints, tips, and strategies to help people as well. And other books, which I read and, you know, which I would recommend as well, which will help people. So there's plenty of ways in which people can learn if they can't make the events right now.
Very good. And, you know, we just have a couple minutes left, but as we've been talking, I was thinking that this might be an excellent process for somebody to go through that has an issue with procrastination, something, there's some fear holding them back from doing something. There's some kind of, you know, there's something they really want to do, but something just keeps them from doing it. I'm guessing it's a pretty good procrastination elimination tool.
It really, really is. And I love that you raised that, because I do talk about my own procrastination in the book. In terms of the procrastination that I went through, you know, in terms of creating of the book, the avoidance that I had about putting it out into the world. And, you know, and when I initially wrote the book, I remember my publisher came to me and said, if we don't have it by the end of January, it would be another year before it'd be published. And so I literally threw out every, you know, every version I'd done so far, and I sat and I channeled and I wrote the book in 4 weekends, which is the current version of the book. And it was, there was the trigger that took place, because there was so much fear and procrastination that was going on around the book. So I literally sat down and used all of my own processes and, you know, everything that I knew, and created the book and put it out into the world. And the feedback that I've had has been breathtaking. I am so, so very grateful to the feedback that I've had from people who have read it and people who have come on my events. And, you know, it's just been a joy to receive that. It just makes it all worthwhile, and, you know, to see the results that people are getting and to have those kind of messages that come in on a regular basis from people. So thank you for raising that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I just kept, you know, you told me to pay attention and to be aware. So procrastination started to raise its ugly head. So I thought I better talk about that. Well, Clayton, it has been an absolute joy to have you on today. I can't thank you enough. I love the fact that your book is a book and not just on Kindle or just, you know, on audio, but people can actually hold it. And I think there's something special about that when they're doing that. So I'm glad you're still on that group that's actually printing things. And I can't wait to stick my nose into it. So hopefully everybody out there that's listening today, we've sparked something. They can go to ClaytonJohnAnger.com and see what he has. Order the book through Amazon or get it from Audible if you want to listen to it. So, Clayton, again, thank you. We have just about a half a minute left. Is there anything you want to say before we go?
I really would. I just want people to know who are listening that you matter, you know. And there's a great quote by Brenda Ueland, which says that everybody is talented, original, and has something very important to say. And so I ask you as listeners, what's your story?
Very good.
That you want to take out into the world.
Yes, and our listeners do know that they matter because that's how we end the show each week.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So a little bit of synchronicity there. Thank you so much, Clayton. I really appreciate it, and hope to talk to you again as you do more and more projects.
Thank you so much, Todd. Have an awesome day.
All righty. Thank you very much. This has been Clayton
Thanks
Anger.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. This has been Clayton Anger on My Side of the Universe. And once again, the fastest hour of the week has ended. My favorite hour of the week has ended. It's time for us to draw an end to My Side of the Universe for this week. Thank you for joining us. Clayton Anger was great. I enjoyed it. I'm sure you did too. The meditation, the fear of success, all the different things he talked about, the spiritual gifts that he started to use. It's so easy to put things off, to procrastinate, to stop things. And I've got to tell you, I'm excited about this book. I have ordered it. I should be getting it soon. And I can't wait to get going. I hope some of you do this as well. Anybody that's having trouble with any negative thoughts, negative being just trapped in the past like he was talking about, I think it does us a great amount of good. And I really enjoyed it. And I can't wait to read the book. And I'm so glad that he talked about that you matter. And, you know, we'll talk about that at the end, too. But remember that you do matter. And your pets matter. There we go. We're going back to Tractor Supply. Talk about pets. Thank you for supporting Tractor Supply, who supports us and brings this to you every week. Keep going in there, whether it's jackets, clothes, boots. Great supply of boots. If you need leather boots, great place to go. Any of your farming equipment, pet food, gates, all kinds of good stuff. So, and don't forget the 4health. I love the 4health. Hobbs loves the 4health. Doing a great job for him. He's growing like a weed. I can't believe it's the same puppy that I bought just 4 months ago. And so I love the brand and hope you try it and like it as much as I do. So we'll be back next week. We've got some good stuff coming up. We're getting ready for the funnest part of the year, October. I've got some really great guests lined up and it's going to be fun. So thank you for joining us every week on My Side of the Universe. I appreciate it. It's my favorite hour of the week for sure. Thank you for letting me join you each week, and can't wait to get with you again next week. And remember, you matter. Unless you multiply yourself by the speed of light squared, then you energy. And according to Clayton, we are matter and energy all at the same time. So it's even better now. Thank you so much for joining us on My Side of the Universe. This is Todd Wilcox, and we'll talk to you next week on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.